This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak's new Borealis route from the Twin Cities to Chicago starts rolling today with 8 stops in Wisconsin. It's the second daily round-trip passenger train on the route, doubling passenger train service across the state. One-way tickets start at $41 with discounts for many groups. Immigration is a political issue as far north as Wisconsin. Whitewater has become a focal point. City Council President Patrick Singer says immigrants are welcome, but there are challenges.
Wisconsin municipalities are not flush with cash. So our community, and as are many others, dealing with a lot of demand for services without the proper financial resources to be able to provide that.
The dairy industry employs more than 6,000 immigrants. Dave Daniels owns a large farm in Kenosha County. He says it's working well.
They're very important to us, and we want to make sure that we have a good way of helping them out, and not only in their job, but also in the community and in society as it is, too.
Daniels speaking with Wisconsin Eye. The newest prosecutor in the Wisconsin Attorney General's office is funded by a foundation fighting climate change. The Journal Sentinel reports Karen Heineman's $90,000 salary is covered by the State Energy and Environmental Impact Center at New York University Law School. It was set up to fight efforts to roll back environmental protections under the law. Donald Trump's popularity is slipping among most voter groups in Wisconsin. That's according to the Journal Sentinel's analysis of 4 years of polling data. It shows Trump has lost some Republicans and rural men, but now he's doing better with voters of color and rural women. Groups like suburban women, college graduates, and young voters view Trump even more dimly now than they did 4 years ago. So far, no bird flu in Wisconsin dairy cows, even though the virus is infecting herds in other parts of the country. Johns Hopkins University's Megan Davis recommends sticking with pasteurized dairy products.
Raw milk and raw milk products may not undergo the same processes to inactivate the virus.
The U.S. Agriculture Department is paying affected dairy farms to help contain the virus. Memorial Day weekend is the unofficial start of camping season. Campsites at Wisconsin state parks are filling up fast. Spots are reserved as much as 11 months in advance. The Department of Natural Resources says some of the best sites, the most popular parks, are already booked all summer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Severe thunderstorms are possible across the area today, with the greatest risk expected tonight. The situation is still unsettled, but a widespread severe weather outbreak could unfold in the evening, bringing the potential for strong winds, large hail, and even tornadoes. Yesterday, about 2,000 outages were reported by We Energies. We'll keep you updated here on WAUK. Amtrak's latest edition starts running today. The Borealis line links Milwaukee, Chicago, and Minneapolis. The new service makes stops in Portage, The Dalles, Tomah, and La Crosse before crossing into Minnesota and stopping in the Twin Cities. Passengers can select from 2 daily departures, with one train leaving Milwaukee in the morning. The other leaves the Twin Cities later in the day. There's another financial problem at MPS. The state has temporarily suspended Milwaukee Public Schools' Head Start grant for 30 days, citing MPS's lack of a comprehensive safety plan for children in the program. The district maintains that it has since submitted the required plan and funding should be continued. There's a candidate for the Branch 1 position on the Waukesha County Circuit Court. Scott Wagner has been practicing law for over 35 years in the area and wants to get on the other side of the room. He's a graduate of the Marquette University Law School and says in a statement that he aims to bring a principled, fair, and experienced perspective to the bench. After a 2-year closure, McKinley Beach will reopen this weekend. Milwaukee County officials are holding a grand opening ceremony this week to unveil the beach's extensive redesign. The closure followed a summer in 2020 when 4 people drowned at the beach. The county spent over $1 million in reshaping that area, reducing the water depth to mitigate the risk of rip currents. There are plans for lifeguards, but many places have had problems staffing beaches in the past few years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles, WAUK News.
OTAs are underway in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers offseason workout program with more practices today featuring the rookies and the veterans. Matt LaFleur on what his message was to the first-year players after the draft.
Here are the things that you did really well, and here are the one to two things that you need to work on in order for you to take your game up to the next level. And then once they accomplish that, we'll find one or two other things that they need to work on to push them even further.
Baseball, the Brewers led 2-1 in the ninth, ended up losing 3-2 in the 10th inning to the Marlins in Miami. Some wild plays like Christian Yelich stealing home plate from third base in the sixth.
It's a quick 0-2. That one didn't there. Here comes Yelich to the plate, and Yelich is safe at home. Oh, my goodness. And now Ortiz is going to take second base. As Fortes is down, Yelich came sprinting home on the throw back to the pitcher.
Starter Joe Ross threw only 15 pitches, headed to the IL after suffering a strained back. Seven different relievers from the bullpen had to be used.
Hats off to our bullpen for what they did tonight to get us in that position. That's what you got to think about, like great performances by a bullpen tonight. It's Miguel pitched great, you know what I mean? He gives up a single and a blooper. Yeah, pitched well enough. I thought pitched well enough to get the job done.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Matthew Perry has been dead for 7 months, but not to Courtney Cox. The former Friends actress says she still feels Perry's presence quite often. Cox told CBS Sunday Morning she thought Perry was one of the funniest human beings in the world. Cox added that Perry visits her quite often and she can sense when he is around and that she talks to him. Perry died last year at the age of 54 due to the acute effects of ketamine. In news that's not really a surprise, Johnny Knoxville is being sued by a former segment producer. Daniel Curry is suing the Jackass star for negligence and battery. Entertainment Weekly reports that Curry was chased down and tased by Knoxville without provocation, resulting in serious injuries. Curry claims that since the incident, he's been blacklisted by the ABC Signature Network. I've seen some of the Jackass movies, usually against my will, and there is no way this is Knoxville's first lawsuit. If I have one opinion on Hollywood, is that it needs more Jesse Plemons. The actor will star opposite Emma Stone in Yorgos Lanthimos' new film, Begonia, a sci-fi comedy script which has been purchased by Focus Features and Universal. Lanthimos' last film, Poor Things, was nominated for Best Picture and won Stone a Best Actress Oscar. Plemons can be seen in this summer's Civil War. A release for the film is down the road. Cameras will start rolling this July. What's the best way to sell tequila? Take off your pants and play croquet. At least if your last name is McConaughey. Matthew and Camilla McConaughey have created a series of ads where they perform various pantless activities, hoping it will help sell their organic self-made tequila, pantalones. Pantalones in Spanish means pants, or the less sexy, trousers. McConaughey says the point of the ads is to not take life too seriously. For what it's worth, if you ever get caught without pants, tequila is not a bad excuse. Imaginary Friends ruled at the box office this past weekend. John Krasinski's IF led the way with $35 million at the gate. The film fell short of expectations as the studio was hoping for at least 40 mil. We've all been there. Despite receiving just so-so reviews, audiences liked the family-friendly movie, which Paramount is hoping is enough to give the film box office legs, like recent kid-friendly films Migration and Elemental. The box office numbers overall are still about 22% behind last year's numbers, according to Variety. Theater owners have Memorial Day weekend to look forward to with the release of Furioso, a Mad Max saga, and the Garfield movie, which will give families another reason to hit the theaters. In second place was the previous week's champ, The Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which reviewed well, but in my opinion was a bit of a snooze. Rounding out the top five, thriller and critic stud The Strangers, The Fall Guy, and the Zendaya film Challengers. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today with the potential for a few strong to severe storms later this afternoon into tonight. Hail, wind, a tornado or two possible today. 66 will be the high. Be weather aware. Storms could develop and move in quickly later today. They will end late tonight. Time meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 57.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com.